Shabbos Daf Beis, we will start at the beginning of Masechta. Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Abba. There's an issa of being Maisi Mishus L'Rishus on Shabbos, and we're going to explain the Mishnah in a moment. Rashi says, though, that we know the Pasuk, by Yitzab Maisha V'Yiviru Kol B'Machna, when they're gathering things for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan, in the Midbar, Maisha Rabbeinu said, it was on Shabbos, and said, don't bring more to me, because you were going to go from Rishus Yachad, which is the Machna Yisrael, and bring it to Rishus Rabban, which is Machna Levi, where Moshe was, and therefore he said, you're not allowed to take it out. And that is a Yitzia. It's taking from Rishus Yachad, taking out to the Rishus Rabban. So therefore the Ikur Limud of Yitzia, of Yitzah on Shabbos, is from, which is important for later on the Gemara, is to know that the general idea of Yitzia is to take it out from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabban. However, of course, taking it from Rishus Rabban and bringing it into Rishus Yachad is also. And eventually we'll learn also that, of course, there's an issa of walking for Amos and Rishus Rabban as well. However, now we're talking about Yitzia HaShabbos. So the Mishnah says as follows. Yitzia HaShabbos, B'negeir Din of Yitzia HaShabbos, Shtayin She'im Abba Bifnim. There are two Yisuriyat Deraisa, Shein Abba, but if you include the Rabbonans of Yitzia that are Chayiv Bifnim, which means there's an issa Deraisa of carrying. The issa Deraisa, when you carry something in issa Deraisa and you do B'shoigeg, there's a Din of Carbon on a carbon chattas on Shabbos. If you did a bemezu without edim and without asra, then we did a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. If you did a bemezu with edim with asra, there would be a chiyuv skila. So therefore, there's two isurim of yitzia Shabbos midiraisa shein abo that are four drabonon. We'll see what that means in a second. Bifnim, for the person that's oim bifnim, which means the Mishnah is going to talk about a mashal between the ani that's standing in the Rishus Rabban collecting money or collecting food from a balabais who's standing inside. So the Ani is always going to be the person that's standing outside in the Rishus Rabban, and the balabais is going to be the person who's standing inside that is in Rishus HaYochid. B'shtayim shein abo b'chutz, and there's going to be two Yisur Reisah, which are four, which including the two Drabbanon, which we'll speak about, for the person who's oimed b'chutz, who's the balabai, the Ani who's oimed b'chutz, Ketzad. What are we talking about? What are the cases? Ha'ani ayin b'chutz. The ayin is always standing outside, like we said in Rishus Rabban. Ba'al bayis and b'fnim. And the ba'al bayis is on the inside. Pasha, the ayin is the ayin b'fnim. The first case is as follows. The ayin sticks his hand inside to the Rishus HaYachid. V'nasal notech yad shel ba'al bayis. And he has a basket. Or he has something in his hand. And he placed it into the yad of the ba'al bayis. So then, what happened? There was Akira. The Ani took something in his hand from the Rishus HaRabim and put it into the Rishus HaYochid. And therefore now, when he placed it in the hand of the Baal Bais, that is Hanocha. And in order to be Chayiv on Shabbos, you need Akira and Hanocha. But the Ani did both. And therefore the Ani is going to be Chayiv, a Chayiv deraisa of Issa Shabbos of Eitzah. Oy, Shenotum and Teichah, Vahitzi Ani, that Vahitzi. Or if the Ani takes it, puts his hand in the Rishus HaYachid, takes it from the Baal Bais, and it brings it outside to the Rishus HaRabim, then the Ani is Chayiv, the Ani is going to be Chayiv, Baal Bais, part of the Baal Bais didn't do anything. There was no Malacha at all done Baal Bais. The Gemara continues, so that's the case of Shtayim, Shein Arbo, Bechutz. That's actually the second case of the Mishnah, which is the Ani that's doing it, and bringing it outside to the Rishus HaRabim. The next case is, Pasha Baal Bais, Yad L'chutz, and the Baal Bais sticks his hand outside, V'nosal Tech Yad L'shul Ani, and he places it into the hand of the Ani, or he takes it out of the hand of the Ani, and he brings it inside. So now again, the Baal Bais did the Akir and Hanocha. The Baal Bais is Chayiv, the Ani Potter. The Baal Bais is going to be Chayiv, and the Ani is Potter. One big side over here is that if you look at the Rashi, in Rashi, Rashi says if he took it from the Baal Bais in the first case of the Ani, and he took it from the Baal Bais who was inside, and you bring it outside. So now, you took it from the Baal Bais, you made Akira, because it was in the hand of the Baal Bais, which is, it's considered Dalad. Yad Yishalim is like Choshev, like Dalad. It's considered a Mokim. So you took it out, you made Akira. However, you want to bring it out, Rashi says, you take it out, Hachefetz, you took out the thing to outside, that in that case, you actually, the Ani has to put it outside, actually place it on the floor, because otherwise there wouldn't be Hanacha. The same would apply, of course, to the Baal Bais. If the Baal Bais takes something from the Ani and brings it inside, in order to have Hanukkah, he actually has to put it on the floor. Other Rishonim argue and Rashi and hold that just the fact that he's merely standing, Tosfos later, and the Rambam hold that the fact that you're merely standing, either the Baal Bais or the Ani, in that place, and they now have it and hold it in that spot, that would be considered a Hanukkah. Now the Mishnah is going to continue and explain the other two, which are Drabbanans, and actually going to be four different cases with Drabbanan, like we said. Shtayim Shein Abon, Shtayim Shein Abon, which means 240 Ani that's inside, which are Duraisa, plus two more, which are going to be Durabonim for the Ani. And so, in addition, there's going to be 240 Balabais, which we already explained, which are Duraisa, plus two more, which are going to make it Abba for the Balabais that's Bifnim. What are those cases? Pashal Ani Seyad Bifnim. If the Ani places his hand inside, Vinotal Balabais B'teicha, now instead of him putting into the end of Balabais, the Balabais takes it from him. So the Balabais made the Hanocha, the Ani made that Kira, the Balabais made the Hanocha. Oy, Shenasal B'teicha, or he put his hand inside. Now the Balabais put something into his hand, V'hoitzi, and now he took it outside. So therefore, the Balabais made the Akira, but the Ani made the Hanocha. Shnei and Peturim, in this case, both of them are Pato. So now this would be considered a case of what do you mean by Peturim? It doesn't mean, of course, he's Pata. It means it's Pata midraisa, but midrabbanon it's also. So Rashi, the third wide line, Rashi says, Shnei Peturim Shloi also echad malacha shleima. None of them did a complete malacha. So it's like Shnaim Shasu, and therefore you Pata. Aval asurim lasis kein lechatchila. Why? Shem yavo kol echad v'echad lasim malacha shleima b'shabbos. Both of them, in both cases, really there are four times that each, it's two each that are asa. Why? Because each one is asa to do any part, either the akira or the hanocha on Shabbos, because you can't do any part of the malacha. So Rashi though says, Harishtayim et Ibrahim, now it's two drabbanon, achas la'ani b'chutz, one was for the ani that's outside, and one was for the balabayas that was inside. Which one? It's whoever made the akira. We're considering that part of the akira is the issa that we're talking about. But Rashi says, if there's an akira, like the case of the ani actually stretched his hand into the rishus ha-yachid, and he had something in his hand, he made the akira, that's the issa drabbanon for the ani, but he put it into the hand of the balabayas. Now, the balabayas made the hanocha. Of course, the balabais is potter, but he's also, it's also for the balabais to take it from the ani, and it's going to be istra on him also. But we're not counting that. That's not one of the cases of the Mishnah, because we only have shtayim shein abba. Really, it should be really a total of the Mishnah of 12. There should be 4 yisud raisa plus 8 yisud rabban. Rashi says that, and Rashi asks, "V'n taima shnayim hein l'cholach v'echad." In our case that we just said, it's really two each. Akir lani v'akir l'balabais, and hanocha lani v'hanocha l'balabais. In each case, he had one akir and one hanocha for two different people. We're going to ask this question, Mishani will answer. We're only talking about that curious because that's the beginning of Malacha. Maybe you'll complete it. And therefore, the Ikka Gezerid Rabbanon was on that cure, because the person who makes that cure, potentially he'll come right away to a Malacha of Hanacha. But of course, even though that's the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is only talking about that, it's Rabbanon even on Hanacha. And the Gemara says the last two cases are Pasha Baal Bayis. Yes, the chutz. If the balabais stretches his hand outside, and therefore he made that kira, but not allowed the ani mitecha. Now the ani takes it from the balabais and makes that nacha aish naslatecha, or he places it inside his hand vehichdis, and the balabais now brings it inside. And therefore, the ani gave it to the balabais, and therefore the ani made that kira, and now the balabais places it inside. Shnei Peturim, they're both potter. But of course, here are going to be another two cases where there's going to be the akira balabais, the akira of the ani, and therefore that's the shtayim shein abba of the Mishnah. So now we had in our Mishnah basically 8 different cases where there's chiyuv. 4 of them were lechiyuv deraisa, and 4 of them were pata, but of course pata aval also. Zokta Gemara, it's not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah in Shvuos, the first Mishnah in Shvuos, Bezim Aleph. It says, Shvuos shtayim shein abba. There are 2 Shvuos that are mefurish in the Torah, shein abba, that there are 2 more that we learn from the Pasuk. What is the Pasuk? The Pasuk over there says, B'digeya a Shvua, Nefesh kisi shav alivati b'svasayim lahara oylehetiv. And then it says you bring a carbon, and the carbon over there is called a carbon oilavirid, which we know it depends on how wealthy you are or how poor you are, that's the carbon you bring. But it's a carbon chatos. Bottom line is, it says that if someone swears, lahara oilahitim, to do bad or to do good. Now, to do bad or to do good over here does not mean a mitzvah navera, because that is a din of nishparan al mitzvahs or nishparan al mitzvahs. Lahara oilahitim means either to do bad, which means I will not eat something in the future, or lahitim, I will eat something in the future, then that is lahara oilahitim, and that's the 2 that you chayav on. So if someone makes a shvu and says, I will eat something, and then they go and don't eat it, or they say, I won't eat something, and they go ahead and they eat it, that is the issa deraisa of Shvuos Shtayim, that the 2 deraisa, that's mefurish. However, there's also Shein Abba. Rashi says, V'yeshuch l'rabbis oishtayim yiribah akosv, it says, l'chol ashi yivate adam, l'rabbis l'shava. Even if you make a shvu that's in the past tense, achalti, I have eaten, but you really didn't eat. Or lo yachalti, I promise, I swear that I didn't eat, and you really ate. And therefore, right away, he really was nishbal sheka. That is a case that would be also chayiv and oila b'yared. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis. Yedias Hatoma Shtayim Shein Abba. There's another din of Yedias Hatoma, which is two which are deraisa, which again would be four deraisa from a riboy in the pasuk. What does that mean? It means that the pasuk says b'digeya, a person that becomes tamei, and he's either nichdas to mikdash, he goes into the base of mikdash b'tuma, or he eats kachim b'tuma. The din is again he brings a carbon oil of yared, and it says Rashi says that the Torah is talking about tumas mikdash v'kedashav, and by the first one it says wide line of the last of the wide line it said v'yafin hasam she'edim ischayiv ela b'yediyat kinu b'yediyu v'seif. You have to have knowledge of your tumah. You have to know I became tummy, and then yet remember later on, you know what, I remember now that I was tummy, but v'hel me time, and then you forgot in between kegain she'yada shenitma v'neli men tumah. You knew that you were tamei, and then you forgot that you were tamei. But achol kodesh, and then you ate something of hegdish. Umshachol, and then when you ate yada, then you realize you ate shachol b'toma. That's shtayim mashmeis akasim. You notice from the pasuk two different yisurim. Vinelim menavu tamei mashmeis nelim menatuma. You forgot that you were tamei, but avazachu shachol kodesh. But you know they're eating hegdish now, or you know I'm walking to beis hamikdash right now. Because you have mikdash, have shtayim helam tuma legabi kodesh, helam tuma legabi mikdash. That's a two. But there's also including shein abba. There's another two which are also the raisa. Rashi says yesh lo rabbis oishtayim mei riboy. We also could be. We have a limud of vanellum. It says twice in the pasuk vanellum, and therefore, since it says twice in the pasuk, we also learn it says vanellum imena hu tamei. It also says vanellum imena hu yada v'ashem, and therefore, the rabbi says zochel tuma. I remember the whole time I was tamei. The entire time I had no halama. I didn't forget that I was tamei. Vanellum imena. What happened was I forgot while I was tamei that this is something that's hegdish. I thought it's chulin hein. I now imena mikdash, or I thought that this is an amazing mikdash. I walk in, that would also be chayiv, and there would be a. To Shein Abba, but all these are deraisa. Ma'arais negayim, but things that look like a nega, you take it to the kayim, also Shnaim Shein Abba, there are two which are deraisa, brought down Mefurish and the Pasuk, Shein Abba, which are going to be four. What does that mean? It says in the Pasuk, Kiyya Adam Kiyya Arbisari, Se'ese Sepachais Oibaharis, Vahibis Arbisari Lenega Tsaras. So you had in your skin, on your body, Se'ese or Baharis. Those are two different things that look like of a marav nega, and the word sapachas is actually extra. We'll see what that means. But the ma'isa midrash is really only two things that look like a tzaras and become tzaras, and the kohen will make you a mitzvah, which gives you all the dinim mitzvah. You get pushed out and you're sent out of chutz machna. You have different dinim of carbon when you become tar. However, it seems like there's only two, but we learn out because it's a sapachas. Sapachas is almost saying that something that's tfela. Rashi brings down meriboy sapachas shumashma tfela. It's something that's lower. And Chacham learned baharis, the word baharis, which is one of the things which is a mar nega, is azak shalik, is white like snow. Shnila, the second tit, means secondarily tit, that's kesida heichel. It's a little lower madrega. That is what it's referred to as sapachas. It's the actual word sapachas. Tells you se'es has a tolda. And se'es, the word se'es is ketsema lovan, is white as lovan, is white like tsema, like wool. And shnila, kekrembeya, is like the white of an egg. The Gemara continues and says over there, that aside from Maris Nagayim and Yediyas Hatoma, this is also like we said on Mishnah, Yitzis HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Abba. So we only say Shtayim Shein Abba. Now in that Mishnah, it doesn't say Yitzis HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Abba B'Pnim, and Shtayim Shein Abba B'Chutz. So the Gemara asks, Maishnah Hachid Atani Bein Shein Abba B'Pnim, or Bein Shein Abba B'Chutz. Why over there do we actually, over here we say Bein Shein Abba B'Pnim and Bein Shein Abba B'Chutz? Maishnah asks, why over there in the Mishnah Shavuos, the Tani Shtayim Shein Abba B'Sulai, and we don't say anything else? We're missing, it seems like we're missing four. Well, it says, Hachad Ik Shabbos, who here is Masech the Shabbos. So therefore, we're going to say everything. So with Tani Avis, we talk about the Avis, which we said before. The Avis are when you take something from Rosh Hashanah Yachid and you take it to Rosh Hashanah, like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, that is called when you're taking something out into Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Yitani Avos, the Tanya told us here, since it's a Shabbos, we also talk about things that you're taking out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But Hasam over there, the Lav Ikka Shabbos, that's not the Ikka of Shabbos, that's not Mesech the Shabbos, we're talking about Mesech the Shavuos. Therefore, Avos Tanya told us like Tanya. We're only talking about the Avos, we're only talking about things that you're taking out from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah. However, anything which you're going to take in, that toldus leitani. We're not talking about any toldus, and therefore shtayim shein abo, which means there are two of isurei deraisa where you're taking them in shein abo, which will turn into four, two more, which will be four if you add in the rabbanans of the ones that you're taking in. So Gemara says, "Avos my niu, what are the avos? Yitzias. If you're going on deraisas, yitzias trei avin. There's only two cases of yitzias that we had. So the two cases were where you're taking something out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so you have the Baal Bais who takes something from Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and he makes the Akira, and he places it in the Oni's hand, that would be Akira and Anocha, the Baal Bais, and therefore that would be one case of Yitzhiyah. The other case would be an Oni puts his hand inside to the Baal Bais, takes something in Baal Bais' hand, he makes the Akira, and he brings it outside, and that would be another case of Yitzhiyah, but that would be the Raisas. So the Gemara says, but there's only two. There's not four that are Raisa. Gemara wants to say, maybe you mean two Shtayim, which are deraisa, and two, which are going to be Potter, Aval Asa, which are Drabbanans. But L'chaira, the whole Mishnah over there talking all the cases are deraisas. But Dumi de Maris Negoyim, Tani, the case right before this, before he sees the Shabbos was Maris Negoyim, and now we know that that was Kul L'chiyuv. Ma Hasa Kul L'chiyuv. But just like over there by Maris Negoyim was all L'chiyuv, Achafachinami Kul L'chiyuv. What's over here? They should all be L'chiyuv, it should all be deraisa. Elam Rapapa, Rapapa says you're right. Hochad Eka Shabbos, who our Mishnah, which is by Shabbos, Tani Chiyuvei Upiturei. We talk about the Chiyuvim. We talk about both, of course, Avos and Toldos we talk about. But we also talk about Rabbanans, and therefore we say Shtayim Shein Ava B'Fnim, Shtayim Shein Ava B'Chutz. Hasam, Lav Eka Shabbos, who thinks that's not the Eka Shabbos, we're talking about Masechta Shavuos. Chiyuvei Tani, we only talk about things that are Raisa, which are Chiyuv, Upiturei Loi Tani. And we don't talk about Pturim at all. We're only talking about Raisa. And therefore, the way to tie up the Mishnah over there, we'll see in a moment, but the way to tie up is Shtayim Shein Abba. You have Yitzias HaShabbos. You have Shtayim. You have two when you're taking from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because that's the Chiyuv, which is the Ikar Chiyuv B'Deraisa. Shein Abba. If you take the two, which are the Toldos, which are the ones when you're taking from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you also Chay M'Deraisa. Where it says, Chiyuv V'Mayni, what is the Chiyuv? Yitzias. We said that that's Yitzias because that's the Ikar one that Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Klal Yisrael shouldn't take more things that they needed for the Malachas HaMishkan from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Yitzias, Tartin Havid, but Yitzias are only two. So the Gemara says, no, Shtayim Reitzah, U'Shtayim Le'Achrasa. Really, Shtayim Shein Abba means that there's two of Reitzah and two of Achrasa. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? But Yitzias Ketan, it says Yitzias Sheshav, Yitzias Mashma, when you're taking something out from a Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and not of Achrasa. Rashi, Tana Achrasa Nami Yitzah Karila. The Tana, when it refers to Achrasa, it's also referring to Yitzah. It means you're taking the object out of its place. It doesn't mean you're taking it into Rosh Hashanah or out of Rosh Hashanah. It's not relevant to where you're taking it. It's relevant to the actual item. The item is actually moving and being taken out of its place. And he'll bring it right. Be my mitzvah. Hamitz Mishus. One of the 40 melachas, actually the labetes melachas, abam chos achas, that we're going to learn much later on in the Masechta, it says, mm-hmm. If you take something from Rishus to Rishus, and it doesn't make a difference if it's from Rishus to Yachid to Rishus Ram, or Rishus Ram to Rishus Yachid, and use the Lashon HaMaitzi. So therefore, Mila is key to the Kamayim Rishus Ram and Rishus Yachid, that's talking even when you take him Rishus Ram into Rishus Yachid, which is really Achnasa, but it calls it the Kakar Latzah, it calls it Itzah, and therefore, you see over here that the Lashon Itzah could work in the Masechta Shavuos as well. But why do you call it so? Anything where you're moving, look at the chayfet as the object. When you're taking the object and you're moving it out of its proper place, Tana Hitzah Karla, the Tana calls it a Hitzah. Ravina says, I'll bring you right from Amish itself, the Tani Yitzias, similar to the case in Shavuos. It says Yitzias, but over here, the Kamefarish Hachnas Lauta. The first case it gives in the Mishnah was a case where the Oni is taking something and bringing it inside from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Yochid. So you see from there that the word Yitzah is going. Even in the first case, it must be that the Yitzhiyah is applicable even to a case of Achnasa, Shema Amino, it's a good raya, and we will continue one more piece. The Rav says, Rishuyah Ketani, Rishuyah Shabbos time. Rav now changed the word Yitzhiyah in both cases, in the Gemara in Shavuos, the Mishnah in Shavuos, and the Mishnah over here. When it says Yitzhiyah and Shabbos, we would teach Yitzhiyah Shabbos, it's about moving an object or moving something from one Rishus to Rish. Other Rishus, he doesn't mean that. Yitzhiyah and Shabbos, the Itza, Issa Vaitza, in the Gaelic, Yitzhiyah and Shabbos, there are two Rishuyahs. Yitzias Shabbos means there are two Rishus Shtayim, which means there's Rishus Hayachid and Rishus Rabim. Those are the two different categories of Rishus, Shein Abba, and the words Abba means that there are four different Yisurim. So in the Gemara Shavuos, it means there are two Rishus, Rishus Hayachid and Rishus Rabim, which are turned into four different Yisurim Deraisa. There's two Achdasa and two Abaitza. In our Mishnah, it means Shtayim Shein Abba Bethim, Shtayim Shein Abba Bechutz, means two Rishus Hayachid and Rishus Rabim, Shein Abba Bethim, that are applicable to the person inside, which is the Baal Bayis, or Shtayim Shein Abba, which are applicable Bechutz to the Ani. And we'll stop over here.